It's Saturday morning and it's 25 past 10 and we're driving away from swimming. We went to swimming in Leisure World Churchfield and Omani Dot had her swimming lesson. I don't know how it went, but she got herself a crunchy bar afterwards, so she's stuffing herself with that in the back seat, even though she promised to give me a little bit.
I did not promise. Anyway, why would I?
Oh, well then I misunderstood. But anyway, that's not the point of this audioboo. The point of this audioboo is about the fact that we're going to go to Coder Jojo now. And we don't know what it's going to be like because we haven't been there since before Christmas.
And by the way, the reason why I wouldn't give you some of my crunchy nut because it came out of my own money.
Well, everybody has a reason for doing what they're doing. So you have your reason, but I get no crunchy and you get all of the crunchy. And that's the way the world is this morning. Even though the sun is streaming in the window of the car and the temperature on the car internal controls says 7 degrees Celsius, which I'm not fully inclined to believe, but it certainly is pretty much better than low cloud, which the day started with. Anyway, back to Coder Dojo. I mean, going back to Coder Dojo after a break is harder than going, you know, each week, because you just don't know what's going on. You don't know how many people will be there. You don't know, you know, whether it'll be interesting. You don't know. You're not really...
I think you're talking about the start. Well, when you first go in.
Yes.
The first time you've ever...
When you open the door and you look inside and all sorts of things are going on in front of you and you just don't know where you fit in. You don't know where you should sit. You don't know who's going to look after you. You don't know who's in charge. You don't know the structure. You don't know the rules. You don't know the regulations. You don't know
anything
at all. You're actually a bit lost. In fact, you're a bit confused and you just want to go and hide. And that's what they call being shy. And that's the way a lot of people would feel going back after Christmas into Coder Dojo in Glanmire in the kind of drafty local community hall. But at least Shirley Gallagher will be there. She's the nice woman who helped me to run a session there on Audioboo not very long ago. And I did meet a man in the swimming pool this morning with his daughter, and they were definitely on their way to Coder Dojo, except they're a bit ahead of us, because Coder Dojo actually begins at 10 o'clock. It begins very slowly, but the first half hour is kind of everybody finding themselves a place to sit and things to do, and people are chatting to other people. Then the middle hour is learning something, and there's usually somebody standing up in front sort of pointing out to the kids what to do, and I'm sitting at the back out of the way hiding, hoping nobody will ask me how to do any coding, because I don't know how to do any coding.
Yes you do, Dad.
I don't think I know how to do any coding. In my whole life I never made anything.
Don't believe him. He has a computer at home and he knows how to use it.
Yeah, I do know how to use the computer. But the thing is, I don't know how to make the computer... There are people who make computers do things so that other people can use them. That's what coders do. They are actually the magicians behind the screen who you never see. But nothing would happen if it wasn't for coders. And that's the thing about is that I think I wrote one line of code once in my life, trying to get a little thing to move across the screen back in the days when they had things called Sinclair ZX, and you had to do coding in some language I didn't even understand in those days. Now they have languages like I don't know, they used to be coding in language A, I think, and then there was coding in language X, and I'm completely out. There's a woman who does who's in a software program that the kids look at, and I don't know what her name is. It might be called Lisa or Vera or Tina or something. Anyway, that's the program that they all have open when they're learning about coding.
You mean
Alice? Who?
Alice.
Alice, that's it. There's a town called Alice. That's a film and a book. I think it's a... Is that a book by Neville Shute?
It's a website too.
It's a website. See? I mean, it's a website, but I don't know how to use it.
I do.
Yeah, it's all right for young people. They know how to use it. And you know, my daughter can remember the name Alice, and I think she can remember that she was beside somebody who was doing something on Alice. Because the good thing at Coder Dojo is that you don't have to sit around with adults. You can actually sit down next to young people who are beside you and watch what they're doing and learn from them and let your imagination and memory and intelligence just go to work. I think actually they're mainly interested in getting orange juice and a biscuit in the break. But I'm not sure about that today. So going to Coder Dojo is certainly a bit different. I mean, we could just go home and sit down and watch TV and do nothing else. That would be one way of spending the rest of Saturday, because it does look like it's going to pour rain. But instead, I don't know, we'll go into that room. And who knows what might be happening in there. Maybe there'll be nobody there. Maybe there'll be absolutely nobody at Coder Dojo. That would be a pain in the neck.
Dad, do you have a bottle of water?
I don't have a bottle of water, daughter of mine. I have no bottle of water for you. What would you do with a bottle of water if I had a bottle of water? Weren't you swimming in the swimming pool?
I'm thirsty.
Couldn't you have drunk all the water in the swimming pool?
No.
No? Are you not meant to drink the water in the swimming pool?
If you did, it tastes disgusting.
Oh.
I've swallowed it before. It's disgusting. Have you?
Well, of course, if you swallow the water in the swimming pool...
It has chlorine in it.
Yeah.
What is it?
And chlorine, yes, that smelly stuff. And do you know why they put chlorine in the swimming pool? Because some children do a wee in the swimming pool. So swallowing the water in the swimming pool, they have to clean the water in the swimming pool so that there won't be any infections. Anyway, there won't be any infections in Coder Dojo. You could get infections if you swallowed swimming pool water and it wasn't clean. That's why they have to put chlorine in it. Chlorine kills bacteria. Bacteria cause infections. Hey, there's the man with the dog, a little Scotty. There's two other dogs on that side. Okay. Here's a man with a dog and a black hat. And it looks like, yeah, that's another one of those little terriers, Jack Russells. Why are Jack Russells so popular?
Why do you keep on asking me questions?
I'm not asking questions to you. I thought you were minding your own business, scuffing a crunchy. No. We're going to see. This is the way home, but we go to get to Coder Dojo, we drive nearly past home. But here's where we turn off. We're going to go left now. Yeah?
Wait.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Mom be at home.
Mom will be at home, yeah?
I wanted to go.
She won't want to go to Coder Dojo. We don't have to stay there. We don't have to stay. Look at all that lovely ivy.
Dad, I'll only stay there if you do another audio boo lesson.
You want me to do another audio boo lesson?
Yeah.
Was it any good last time?
Yeah, I loved it.
Really? You'd like me to do another one? What would you... But this time, what would you like me to do? Would you like me to do the same thing as last time or a different thing?
Well,
how to make audio boot turn on. Okay.
And, well, just think of something and teach us.
Well, what would you like to learn, though? Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Well, maybe you'd like to know how to make audio boot float in the bath.
You can't.
Want to bet? How to make audio boo in the shower?
Oh!
What about that?
I thought you meant float in the bath.
I did. I said float in the bath, but then I changed my mind to say, what about audio boo in the shower?
No. I'm not doing a bet with you of that, because now I know that you're going to win. Can we go to a playground after? Can we invite, after Coder Dojo, can we invite Rachel and Ashton to a playground?
I don't see why not.
Yay! If it's still nice and sunny.
If it's still nice and sunny, I
and
think.
And if it's not, and they can come over to our house.
Sounds like a plan.
Yay.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, well, I better turn off the audio boo now about Coder Dojo, and we'll go and see what it's like. I wonder, will there be anybody there? What do you think? I mean, there might be nobody there today. I mean, it's only the beginning of January. Has Coder Dojo started already? Bye. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on the journey. Cheerio. Lights are green. Turning left.